Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that night.
One, two, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14. WrestleMania 40 is finally upon us. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new episode of the Anything Goes podcast. I am one half the host, Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear. And you are my steel cage, Hell in a Cell opponent for the rest of my life.
Yup. That's for sure. And I'm also Alex.
Hi. And sure as hell.
I think.
For the rest of my life.
You're the heel in my life.
You know where I could put my heel?
Right up
here. Your candy. So, here we are. You know what's a weird, unpopular opinion?
What's that?
It's so weird. Like, I feel like I didn't love The Rock.
I was obsessed with The Rock.
I guess I was more of an Austin guy. Like, could you have been one or the other? I know.
I was obsessed with him too, though.
It's so weird.
But I don't know. Yeah, I like them both. I did.
I like Rock way better as a heel.
Me too.
And I feel like everybody says that. Mm-hmm. But I do. Although when he was a babyface, I like when he sang the songs with the guitar.
Right, right.
I feel like he was funnier.
It's funny, they're still trying to, like, sprinkle that in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I feel like he would be funnier as, like, a baby face. Yeah.
He's going to be president soon, so they got to keep him a little...
True that.
...face.
With Vicky Guerrero, remember?
Yeah.
He used to sing to her. And,
yes, yeah. Yes. I mean, I liked him when he was, you know, the good guy back in the day, I think, more. But I also... It's funny, like, I always liked Vince McMahon. Like, I always liked the heels growing up.
Yeah.
I found them funny.
I feel like most people do. It's yeah. Strange.
Like, it's funny. You, like, rooted for the good guy, but you secretly, like... You like the heel better.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because you love to hate.
Although I loved Michaels as a heel. No, yeah. I'm sorry. I love Michaels as a baby face.
Right, right, right.
Over a heel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I liked him better as a baby face. Yeah. So, all right. Well, here we are, WrestleMania 40. And we are one of those people that do watch. Two of those people that do watch WWE and Raw and SmackDown every week. And a lot of people like to pretend like they don't watch it. And they're like, oh, I don't watch that stuff. I just read up on it.
But then they know more about it.
Yeah, and they know more than we do.
They're like, oh, I don't watch that. Oh, yeah. I heard that The Rock threw Cody Rhodes outside. Like, whatever. Like, they know
and,
the whole...
Yeah, and they give a breakdown of all of Raw and SmackDown.
I'm like, really? We fast forward through that, I guess. Or whatever part it is, you
know. Now, we watch, I'd say, half of it.
Yeah.
And then fast forward the other half. We watch on DVR.
Yeah.
I guess like everybody does, most people.
I think people watch the whole thing.
Yeah, crazy. That we don't do.
We don't.
We fast forward half and watch half.
Yeah.
And the craziest part of it is that I could name maybe 4 matches of WrestleMania.
I can name 2, 3. Okay, 4.
4. It's crazy. I don't know how many matches there are. I just know the main events of each night.
Plus one other.
You do? Of each?
Yeah.
What matches on what night?
Oh, no. I don't know which ones are on.
But, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because I know that... Wait. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I know that it's going to be Reigns, Rock versus Rollins. Yeah, versus
Cody
Rollins
Rhodes.
And Cody Rhodes. Then the second
first night
is Reigns versus Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes, yeah.
And also
okay,
Rollins versus...
McIntyre.
Who we hate.
Yes, we sure do.
Or strongly dislike.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't think about the Rollins and McIntyre match when I said I know 4
right,
of them.
Right, right, right.
So I know 2 other matches.
Yeah, I know Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley.
Okay. So I still know 2 others.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Jay and Jimmy Uso.
Okay, still know 2 others.
No way.
Yeah.
The I mean, as you're saying these matches, I'm
the ladder match.
Yeah, it's like the 6 tag team ladder match. I only know a couple of the tag teams in it. I know them all, but that come to mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's one of the matches I know only because we just watched on SmackDown.
Miz and Truth.
Yeah, they're one of the 6 tag teams. Mm-hmm. And then I think
which one?
DIY, I think, is in it maybe.
Oh, wait. And then what's his name? Gunther and...
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Sami Zayn.
Yes. Oh, wow. So we actually do know a lot of the matches.
We're those people right now.
Yeah.
saying we don't know about it, but we actually do.
And then I just know from SmackDown, we just watched Rey Mysterio and a partner is fighting Dominic Mysterio and
I must a have partner. Been.
Yeah.
Not
well, watching. We actually saw that in a car we were driving and watching on Hulu.
Listening.
Well, yes, listening. Yeah. Because all you have to in wrestling these days,
I really watch it. And then if it's something like yes to see, I'm like, all right, when we get home, you could.
Yeah.
We're at a red light.
But yeah, I can't. Instead of listening to radio, I just listen to the interviews of.
Yeah, because most of it's talking anyway.
Yeah. So, all right, I am going to pull up the card for WrestleMania 40.
Okay.
And see what match we're missing and which night is which. Yeah, we probably do have, yeah.
There's definitely one, like, random one that they didn't even talk about that's on there.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Like a battle royal.
I'm trying to think. And there's definitely, like, another women's match that we didn't mention.
Oh, yes, the other belt. Bailey, is she fighting? Bailey versus the girl from...
Okay.
Damage Control, right? Is that one of them? Why? How do I know that?
Yeah, I don't know. You know more about wrestling than I do at this point.
No, I just pay attention. I just remember things better than you do.
It's got to be one of the match that we're not thinking of that there is.
I'm trying to think of like, because you like another women's match, so.
Like, I feel like there's probably like a 6-woman match or something.
Like, is what's another tag match? Nia Jax?
Who's she been feuding with? She's been feuding with.
Or kind of Becky Lynch, who was like fighting her, and then also maybe she's gonna interfere.
Maybe.
And then.
Oh, Logan Paul is fighting.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, triple threat match. Randy Orton and Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of matches.
Yeah, well, it's 2 nights. It's like 10 hours of each night. But I think
it's
like
crazy to
5 or 6 hours realistically.
People go, they get there early, they tailgate. On Saturday for when we went, how many hours? Well, a couple hours. 3 hours there before.
Maybe more.
Ugh, God. And it was miserable.
Yeah, look, it was probably 4 to 5 hours.
It was like rainy and cloudy. And then you have the whole event, which is like 5 hours. And then you have the next night all over again. When we went, it was just the one night.
It was one night, but now there's SmackDown.
Right.
Then there's WrestleMania Night 1, WrestleMania Night 2. And then Monday Night Raw the next night.
And I'm sure there's access at some point.
Oh, yeah, all weekend. There's access Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's 4 days of access.
Oh, gosh.
All right, so WrestleMania 40 card.
40, they better do some good things.
I know, and you know, I hate that they change from this, and I get it, obviously, because it's 4 times the amount of people, 5 times the amount of people. But every 10 years used to be at the Garden, WrestleMania. Yeah, it was like a thing, WrestleMania 10, WrestleMania 20. Okay, so WrestleMania 40 card, full lineup revealed for Saturday and Sunday schedule.
All right, let's go.
All right, so let's see how many we named and what we missed, and we'll kind of give our predictions as we say this. Yeah, we actually got all of these matches.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if this is the order of the matches, but it seems like it could be. The other night we missed two matches.
Yeah, because I just saw one, because we can't stand one of them.
Right.
LA Knight, he's the worst. Yeah.
All right, so night one, I don't know if this is the order of the matches, but we'll just go with it based on this website.
Okay,
whatever this site is, off Google. So if it's on Google, it's got to be true.
Right.
And Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar.
I'm going to go with Rey Mysterio is going to win that.
Okay, I'm going
Dominic Mysterio is and his partner, because Judgment Day will come in and interfere, maybe? I don't know. I feel like that's not a Judgment Day thing.
I think Dominic Mysterio is going to win.
Yeah, like cheating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see him doing like a...
dirty...
Yeah.
Like holding the shorts
blow or
something
and pinning Rey Mysterio. I could be very wrong, but that's...
Okay. I'll go Rey Mysterio just for, argument's sake.
All right. The next match, I think, or at least night one, another match is Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade... versus Damage Control. Dakota.
Oh, that was just made also.
Asuka and Kairi Sane.
I think on Raw. That okay. was, oh, no, I'm sorry. On SmackDown. That was just, like, put together.
Mm.
Yeah.
So who you going with this one?
Jade, because she just came.
Oh, she's definitely getting the pin.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be, like, the last one tag match?
Yes.
So, yeah, like, she's going to be, like, the last one tagged in. What is it, the hot tag?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, so. yep.
Yeah. I haven't seen her wrestle, so.
Yeah. Yeah. She was in the Royal Rumble, and she, like, eliminated a lot of female contenders.
Yeah, she's a beast.
And then is the six-pack ladder match for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships.
Can I just, first of all, that's so annoying if you name all of those tag teams. I'm going to name
all six.
But wait, can I just say first, I hate that they call it six-pack.
Yeah.
Just call it a six. Oh, well, I guess that.
Yeah.
What, six? It's not six team. Yeah, okay. I guess that makes more sense.
All right, so the champion, Judgment Day, which is Damian Priest and Finn Balor.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Awesome Truth, which is The Miz and R-Truth.
Mm-hmm.
Versus DIY, which is Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa.
Sure.
Versus New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods. Versus New Catch Republic, did not say name. Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. Versus A-Town Down Under, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller.
I'm going with them. No, I secretly but not secretly love Austin Theory just because he makes fun of himself, no problem. And he can take any heat that's given to him. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, you know he's not around anymore. What's his name? Baron Corbin.
He's in like AEW or something.
Oh, is he?
No, NXT. NXT. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of them. But yeah, he's in NXT. I remember seeing like a commercial and I was like, oh, there he is. I think he's like the big heel over there.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Also, I get it. They're like also heels of Judgment Day, but how unfair is this match for them?
I know.
Like, imagine being like, you're going to defend. Okay, yeah, sure. I'll defend my titles at WrestleMania, no problem. Against five other tag teams.
Right. In a ladder match.
In a ladder match, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely not
a fair.
Yeah, definitely.
That's funny. But that's one way that they can lose the titles.
Yeah, yeah.
And still like, look strong.
Yeah, right. And,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. I hope Miz and Truth win.
I think they are.
Yeah.
I feel like the past few years, at least with the ladder match, they go with the person or the team that's going to get the biggest pop.
Right. Makes sense.
And just to have that, like, this standing on the ladders. Mm-hmm. Zack Ryder won it a couple years ago.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, that ladder match, you just like getting those.
The crowd in the background,
yes,
I guess.
The picture, and mm-hmm.
It's all about the picture.
Yeah, I would love if R-Truth is the one that grabs the belts.
I could see him, though, like...
You know what he should
knocking
do?
Knocking the Miz over, or, like, doing... What?
You know, he should, like, pull the belts off it hang and, like, toss it down to the Miz, but toss somebody else, like, a different team instead. And then, like, their chance. Which, really, not once he pulls it down.
Yeah.
Or, like, what if one person from one team pulls one, another person from the other team pulls one?
Then there you go.
Are they tag team champions together?
Oh, that's weird.
Right?
No, it has to be a team.
Yeah. But it'd be funny if, like, Damian Priest pulls one and R-Truth pulls one.
And then R-Truth's in the Judgment Day?
Yeah, and he's like, we're the tag team champions.
That's
like,
hysterical.
No. You know, like, yeah, that's what they should do.
That'd be funny. That would be really funny.
But yeah, I wonder what happens if one pulls one, another team pulls another. Then I feel like they would have to, like, fight again
Which is so annoying.
But who are you going with?
I'm going to go with Miz and Truth.
Yeah, I think so. I think just for that WrestleMania moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
That they love having and doing.
Yeah.
This is going to be the most confusing match I've ever seen in my life. Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso.
I actually know the difference.
I still don't even know who is...
They have different hair now, so it helps.
I don't even know who the heel and who the babyface one is.
Jey is... Main event Jey Uso, yo.
Is he the good one or the bad one?
He's good.
Okay.
Jimmy.
No idea. Okay. So... I'm going to go with Jey, I guess.
Yeah. But again, Jimmy Uso could have, what's his name?
Solo
come. So it could go either way. Which, I'll go. I think Jey's going to win.
Okay. But, I think so, too.
Yeah. There's enough, like.
Yeah. Which a crazy stat that I showed you.
Mm.
Last year, Solo
I
pinned John Cena at WrestleMania.
Right.
and he hasn't won a match since.
So why do they make it seem like he's like the enforcer?
I don't know, because he's so weak as far as matches.
And then you said it to me, you're like 0-51 or 54 or whatever it was. Yeah. I don't even remember him fighting that many matches.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless it was not a real stat, but
because that means he fought a match every week, pretty much.
Unless it's counting like house shows too. Mm. You know, like sometimes I have like 3 house shows in a week.
That doesn't count.
Well,
but it doesn't go in the record book.
It could, yeah, because sometimes there's a title change.
That's rare though.
Like AJ Styles won it. The Garden one time. So, I mean, technically it does.
Okay, if it's at the Garden, it counts. Because that's the only time anything actually...
That is true. Yeah. That's like the only time there's a title change.
They like promote the Garden sometimes wrestling. Yeah. Uh-huh. Like on Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, they had that big house show with Brock Lesnar at the time. And then Austin Theory wound up challenging him.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So. And that got like so much
heat. Oh, man. On Twitter and...
the best. I think actually that's when I was like, I love Austin Theory. Because for him to be like, I'll do it, you know, and like not care and just take, he's, I love him. I love him. Mm-hmm. All right. What's up next?
The next match, the Intercontinental Championship match.
It's going to be the worst match tonight.
Or Sami Zayn. Oh, yeah. You know, there's going to be 15,000 close two count breakout, kick out.
And then he's going to do a stupid shake and hit the floor. And so annoying.
I hope he doesn't win. He's going to win.
I hope
he does not.
I hope Gunther keeps it.
I want it to be a squash match. 3 seconds.
That would be goodbye. Amazing. See, that's where I miss. That's where I miss McMahon.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, for this kind of reason, like, he would do these things where he's like, oh, this is what the fans want. Too bad. But you also got to keep. That's good also to keep the fans kind of a little, you know, heated. Keeps them watching.
Yeah.
Keeps them tweeting.
Yeah. But who are you going with on this one?
I can't say it.
I'm going with Gunther. I can't say Sami Zayn.
It's going to be Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
I can't say it.
But see, my thing is like how many like underdog stories are there going to be?
I know.
So maybe not.
Yeah.
But it depends. Like how many belts are changing, you know, I don't know. I'll say Sami Zayn just to...
Okay, fine. Again,
might as well not have the same ones on everything.
Next match, Women's World Championship match, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch.
Oh, let's go Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, I hope she wins. I think she's had the title long enough, though.
I know.
I don't think she's going to win, but I hope she does. I know
Yeah, she could. She could.
Yeah.
But maybe she... I don't know. She could lose it to her... And then I'm sure that, what's her name, Jade? She's going to be around soon, I'm sure, for it. For one of them, at least.
See, all right, here's the thing. I think one of these, like, factions are getting broken up.
Right.
Either the Bloodline.
Oh, I think The Rock is turning on.
Yeah, or Judgment Day.
Nah, I don't think like, yet.
So then I feel like if that's the case, if Judgment Day is still staying together.
Then they're keeping the belts.
Then I feel like they're all keeping the belts. Mm. You know, like... I feel like one of the two are going to just...
Because they've been good lately. They've been okay. I feel like The Rock is going to turn on Reigns. That's
Okay.
Come on. It's for... Like, what would make it...
Yeah.
Like, you, they have to have something. Yeah. You can't just do what everyone is expecting would happen, you know?
Yes. All right. So, Rhea Ripley or Becky Lynch?
I'll say Rhea Ripley.
Okay. I'm going to say her, too.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And then the main event of night one, The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. Who's going to win and who's taking a pin and who's... Okay.
Oh, who's taking the pin? Okay. So I think... All right. I got to think... I actually think that The Rock and Reigns are going to win this.
They have to win night one.
They do.
Just so they can play into night two
of The Rock being involved. Exactly. Right. Why wouldn't... Yeah, exactly. And then I think night two, The Rock's going to turn on Reigns at some point. Like, something's going to happen where it's like, I'm the head of the table.
Let's get
real. The Rock he runs the family. Like, come on.
Well, not according.
I love Roman Reigns. Don't get me wrong.
First of all, acknowledge him.
Oh, I acknowledge Roman Reigns as my tribal chief.
There you go.
But I would also say The Rock is, you know, who created. Well, no. Who made.
The Bloodline.
What it is.
Yeah. So you're saying The Rock and Roman Reigns will win night one, which I agree.
And who's going to take the pin? I'm going to say, I almost want to say Cody Rhodes because Rollins has the belt, but I could see Rollins taking the pin.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think either one really could, because it's like, oh, you already got pinned, Cody Rhodes. Like, Rhodes, like, can you do it? You know?
Yeah, yeah. That'll even be more of an underdog story for him. So, yeah.
So it could be him.
Yeah.
And he can take the pin. It doesn't matter. Either of them really can.
Yeah, night one wouldn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 match of night one, which means 7 recap videos shown 7 times each. And this brings us to like 1 a.m. Sunday morning.
I will. Oh, you know what's so annoying is, do you think The Rock, that's going to be the last match, right?
Oh, definitely.
Just because I'm going to want to go to sleep and watch the end of it in the morning. But maybe I'll go to sleep and then wake up for that match. And that's what I'm going to do. You're going to fall asleep. You always fall asleep.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And I'm stuck here entertaining your people.
Sucker.
You and your mom passed out.
Yeah. All right. Night two.
Go.
Sunday night. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 matches. First match, Bobby Lashley and Street Profits versus Karrion Kross and Authors of Pain.
Okay. I would have never known this was a match.
Yeah. I mean, thinking back now to...
Yeah, I remember them on... Yes. Again, on SmackDown.
Yeah.
I think and on one of them.
One of the shows and... Yeah. Seeing them all, like, standing in a ring and attacking each other. And, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who you going with?
Goodness. I don't know. I've always said that the Cross guy should get a little bit more of a push, so I guess I'll go with him.
Okay.
But I think he's probably going to take the pin like he does all the time.
All right. Yeah, I think Bobby Lashley and Street Profits.
I do think them, but I knew you were going to say that, so I figured I would.
Who was Lashley with recently before that? He was with somebody.
Before the Street Profits, right?
Yeah.
Oh, MVP.
Oh, yes, 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 yeah. All right, next match, LA Knight versus AJ Styles.
Please, AJ. It's going to be LA Knight. Yeah, everyone knows it's going to be LA Knight.
Definitely going to be LA Knight.
But first of all, AJ Styles should be fighting, not headline because of everything that's already set up, but they're just trying to keep LA Knight relevant. It's like, just stop.
Yeah, people are so over this guy. Like, just like,
not going to happen.
They still like, oh, yeah, whatever. I don't even want to say the way he says it. It's so annoying, but people just don't care. They don't.
We've said they're from day one, we can't stand him.
No, yeah. They're just so into the bloodline and everything else and every other storyline.
Yeah, he just doesn't have that, like, he's not new. Like, it's not different. You know, it's not, well, not even that, because I guess The Rock's been around forever, but he just doesn't have that, like, to keep you interested.
He's not original at all.
No. And I always say, like, he steals everything from, like, back in the day. Like, oh, he has Hogan colors on. And
And he's wearing an Austin vest.
Yeah, and he walks like Austin, and he does this move and that move. It's like Kevin Owens, literally his finisher is the stunner, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, one of his big moves is stunner, but he's original, like he's himself.
Mm-hmm.
Where,
and he actually asked Austin if he can use it.
There you go.
And he said yes. Mm-hmm.
Where I feel like LA Knight, it's almost like he's like we all were as a kid, but not in like a funny way.
Yeah, right. Not at all.
He might be a nice person in real life. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because I'm going to say it.
I don't think so.
But I just don't like his.
I'm going with AJ Styles. I don't
Me
care.
Me too, sure. I can't care. Say LA Knight.
Yes.
Although we all know it's going to happen.
And I'm going to be cursing at the screen and the TV because I'm aggravated and mad.
No, you're going to be cursing at the fans for cheering it.
Yeah, even more. And I'll be cursing at
the
everyone,
sheep.
Including you.
The sheep, you will not be cursing.
The United States Championship Triple Threat Match. Logan Paul, who is the champ, versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens.
I don't know. I want to say Randy Orton because I love Randy Orton.
Yep.
And he's been my top five since I was a child. And he's my best friend. I met him, so he's now my best friend.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Sure is.
I can almost see Logan Paul, like, doing the stupid breast knuckle thing.
Yeah, I think
again,
he's going to
for the thousandth time.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's like he keeps doing it, so maybe something.
It's going to backfire at some point.
Like, Orton and Owens, aren't they going to, like, team up on him?
You would think so, yeah.
I don't know.
Until they turn on each other.
Well, they have to try at to some win point, belt, right.
So, yeah, and then Logan Paul has his, like, energy drink also is sponsored in the ring.
Yeah, the random person that just pops out. Oh, right, right, yeah. Right.
So, I don't know. I think he's going to win just because he wants to hold the belt on top of his energy drink.
I've said it before. Logan Paul, when it comes to, like, these people, that like, celebrity-type people that come in and wrestle, he actually isn't a bad... He puts the work in. He actually isn't a bad
wrestler. Yeah, he respects the
sport.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hate what he does. He's a YouTuber. But you know what?
Yeah.
Listen, take advantage of this world we live in, I guess, so...
So who are you picking in that match?
I'll say Logan Paul because he'll get a lot of boot. I'll just go Logan Paul.
Okay. The next women's championship match, Io Sky versus Bayley. Is that a name, Io? Io?
Io.
Io Sky versus Bayley.
Yeah. It sounds familiar.
Bayley's going to win this,
yeah, I think. Because now she's like babyface and stuff.
Yeah. I think it's going to be her WrestleMania moment and all that nonsense.
Yes, yes. Because they're making her like, poor me. Mm-hmm. Even though she was... a jerk for like 3 years.
Yep. And then the World Heavyweight Championship, Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre.
Oh, Rollins winning this. I swear. Oh my God, if McIntyre wins, I'm going to lose my mind. Although, if McIntyre wins, then Punk will come and face him because he like has a feud. He like is obsessed with Punk.
Yeah, well, Punk is like commentating this match. He'll be at the commentating table. Yeah.
Interfere maybe?
Yeah, that'd be nice if he... interferes and screws McIntyre. I would like that. So I don't want McIntyre winning. And then also,
could like bloodline type stuff be involved in that?
Well, in a way that Rollins is like hurt from the night before.
True.
You know, he's not 100%. He
hurt his knee or his back or whatever. True.
So that could carry over, definitely.
I don't know. Yeah, because look, like if Rollins keeps the belt, then is Cody Rhodes going to win the belt? It's I don't know. I'm going to say, I can't say McIntyre. I can't do it.
Okay.
That's my, I can't do it.
All right. So I'm going Rollins. I hate to say I think McIntyre's winning, but I'm going with Rollins. Same way. I can't. But it's going to be McIntyre.
He's in LA Knight, McIntyre. Which one?
Honestly, McIntyre, I'd rather win over LA Knight. Well, and that's saying a lot because I cannot stand McIntyre.
Yeah, I know. You hate him.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the main event of night two, WrestleMania 40. The undisputed W Universal Championship match, Roman and your Reigns.
Tribal chief.
You're head of the table. Acknowledge him. Roman Reigns versus the Cody Crybabies.
I love that. And you know that when he said Cody Crybabies, he just meant wrestling fan crybabies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So funny. And look at this. They cried, and this is probably what they had coming anyway.
Yes.
So, and if not, I mean, I guess something cool came out of it.
And I know this will never, ever, ever happen, but how great would a squash match be?
Oh, that's not going to happen.
And the bell rings and Reigns spears him and pins Cody Rhodes. And it's a 6-second match.
But listen, people would remember it.
Oh, please. Please.
No, it would just...
It won't happen.
Yeah, I know.
But if it did, and it won't, because... The Bloodline is going to have the Anything Goes
with Greg and Alex. We're sponsoring that match.
Podcast.
That's right.
Rules. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
look at the fine print underneath the Anything Goes.
It's copyrighted.
With Greg and Alex. Yeah. You know what would be cool to happen, though? If The Rock, right? Okay, so it's Reigns versus Cody Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
And The Rock seems like he turns on Reigns. He gives him the rock bottom. Whatever. Right? So it's like, oh, shoot. Oh my God, Cody Rhodes is going to win. This is crazy. But then he also hits Cody Rhodes.
With the people's elbow?
Yes, just say. And covers him with Reigns.
Mm.
And then like on Raw, he's like, I just needed to show Reigns like I'm the head. Right, like I'm the top, not you. You still have the belt, but just know your place kind of thing.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. And then Reigns would keep the belt, which would be so funny.
Yeah.
So.
And then he goes another 1,000 days as champ. Until WrestleMania 41.
I mean, it is true. It's like, if anyone's going to beat him, it might as well be Cody Rhodes. Yeah, I like, you know.
To finish the story.
But then it's like, then are you retiring?
I know. Why are you still going to wrestle? Yeah, yeah.
That's my thing. It's like, oh, I got to finish my story.
Finished.
But then it's done. Yeah. You're leaving? Like, don't leave. I don't want the story to be finished.
Right. Right.
Wrestling fans should be like, no, don't finish.
But it is annoying because, like, okay, Cody Rhodes has a story. And then Drew McIntyre has a story.
Everybody has a freaking story.
And then
story.
Bayley has her story. And, you know, everybody has a story.
Everybody who's living has a story.
Yeah, exactly.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Such a crybaby.
Zach Morris has a story, too.
That's right.
They all have stories.
Oh, do you know this? This is very random, but you just made me think of it. There's a thing now on social media, which I only saw it like once. So I don't know if it's like a thing or just someone did it, but like someone our age, millennial, you know, older, I guess like 40, just say, showed their teenage kid daughter pictures of like the heartthrobs from the 90s.
Yeah.
And had them on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, really?
And Zach Morris, she was like, ew.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. He is a cutie.
Talk about giving somebody a people's elbow.
Right. I know. Like, I was reading, like, you scroll through the different pictures because I want you to get.
What a crybaby.
I want you to get, you know, emotion for WrestleMania weekend.
Oh, don't worry. I have emotion.
Oh, God.
It's not
good. We always say, always, like, at least once a month, we're like, why do we still watch wrestling? It gets us so mad. But I've actually been, like, okay with it. Since Punk came back, I'm like, all right, at least they're trying.
Yeah.
They got Punk. The Rock is, like, fun. And I feel like they're getting a little bit more, like, rough again. Like, not that I want them to bleed all the time. Mm-hmm. But let's be real. Everyone kind of gets, like, oh, when they see, you know, blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
back to the Attitude Era.
Yeah. Like, when they were outside in the rain and they're fighting, or when The Rock was beating up Cody Rhodes. And then it was on The Rock and the camera went to Cody Rhodes and he was bleeding. I was like, oh, he sliced himself.
Yeah.
It was clear, like, definitely. That's a razor blade.
Yeah.
Straight line and just blood coming down. Mm. And I was like, oh, like, they're allowing that again?
It's funny.
Yeah.
All right. So let me ask you, out of 13 matches, right?
Oh, boy.
Just tell me, are you even somewhat interested in this match? So the Rey Mysterio and Dragon
no.
Lee.
No. I hate Rey Mysterio.
The Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade versus Damage Control.
I don't really care because it's not for anything, but I'm just to see the Jade girl, like, see how she wrestles.
All right. The 6-pack ladder match.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, yes.
Ladder match.
Yeah. Jimmy and Jey Uso.
Just to see how confused you are.
Oh, goodness.
Now, I would hope they'll be wearing different colors. Like in a video game.
Still won't.
One of them's going to be the blue Donkey Kong.
There you go. Gunther or Sami Zayn. Ugh.
Out of how many?
10.
Out of 10? Like a 3, just in the hopes
I'm interested in the last 3 minutes of that match.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Rhea Ripley or Becky Lynch?
Not really. I don't really care.
Only if Rhea Ripley wins.
I mean, you can't say you're interested after it's over.
Obviously, The Rock and Reigns. Yeah,
that's what everyone's watching for, really.
You're kind of saying 3 matches out of 7.
It's actually a lot for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And then night 2, Lashley and Street Profits. LA Knight versus AJ Styles.
Don't care.
Logan Paul versus Orton versus Owens.
It'll be a good match. That'll be a good match.
Okay. Io Sky versus Bayley. Rollins versus McIntyre.
Don't care.
Yeah, and Reigns versus Rhodes, obviously. Yeah. So two matches.
Yeah. So 5 matches.
5 out of 13. And
I'm sure there'll be some
match and 2 matches.
Fun, like, not fun, but like some other little backstage things and performances and whatever.
Lil Wayne. What's his name? Lil Wayne. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I still like him.
And then Paul Heyman is getting inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I literally didn't know that till yesterday.
That's funny. Yeah. They announced that a couple weeks ago.
I had no idea.
I don't know who else. Is The Rock's mom getting inducted?
Oh, is that going to be a thing?
Oh, The Rock's grandmother.
Oh. I'll say it'd be funny because he keeps talking about Cody Rhodes' mom.
That's funny. I'd say The Rock's grandmother's getting inducted.
I'm going to assume that The Rock kind of pulled that string.
That's funny.
He should be the one to induct her.
Yeah. Well, The Rock is inducting Paul Heyman.
Oh, right.
Very
random.
Yeah. If anything, it should be Roman Reigns. Because he's been...
Maybe there's going to be a... Remember when... I think it was last year. Yeah, when Rey Mysterio got inducted. There was like a whole thing that happened with Dominic Mysterio.
Yes,
yes. So they might do something like that.
Yeah, Dominic Mysterio got up and walked out.
Yeah. So.
Bo Nakano is getting inducted. Thunderbolt Patterson is getting inducted. And The Rock's grandmother is getting inducted.
The Rock. There you go.
So
The Rock is just taking over, huh?
Well, okay. And that's it. That's WrestleMania 40 from Philadelphia, the Wells Fargo Arena.
All right.
Totally can't wait, dude.
Can't wait for it to be over.
It's going to be exhausting.
Yes. And you have softball Sunday.
Yeah. Opening day of softball.
Hopefully it's at least a nice day.
Let's see. What is the weather supposed to be on Sunday? 59.
Not terrible.
Not terrible, yeah.
Oh, next week's supposed to be nice over here.
65, 67. All right. So actually, that looks like the first day of like decent weather stretch.
That's good.
Because right now we're just in...
rain.
Yeah. Met game got rained out. They made people go and sit for an hour and a half.
They're such scum.
When it's been raining all day
long. All day. Literally since... I don't even know. Yeah, since last night. I think overnight. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was raining.
Yeah, it was. So, all right. Anything else?
We're recording on Tuesday, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually very early in the week for us to record.
We usually record like Thursday.
Yeah. We try to do Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it happens to be on Thursdays.
Yeah. But tonight we were like, you know what? Let's do it.
Well, because tomorrow night we do a challenge fantasy draft.
Yeah.
And that's happening tomorrow night. So. Yes. It would have been tough to do both.
Yeah.
So that's why. Otherwise, we would have recorded tomorrow.
Right. Which eventually, we'll try to get one of those live.
Yes. We're going to try to do season 40, our live
WrestleMania
challenge.
WrestleMania 40? Draft. Season 40 of the challenge. There you go.
Yes, yes, yes. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll end this episode with the way that I hope WrestleMania 40 ends. Playing the song.
So sick.
As Roman Reigns holds the belt, standing over Cody Rhodes.
Still.
And they pan to all the Cody crybabies crying in the crowd.
Oh, that would be such great shots.
Sure will be.
You know what?
And it better happen.
Just like when Lesnar beat The Undertaker.
Yep. And they have all the memes of people just in
Come
shock.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. That's WrestleMania 40 for y'all. Maybe next week we'll talk a little bit about a recap of it. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. We'll see how that stands out.
Yeah. We'll see how angry we are. Maybe we'll do like a opening day WrestleMania 40 recap because we really talk about our opening day experience.
Okay, yeah. True.
So we'll recap those two.
All right.
So, all right. Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am Alex.
All right, hit us up. Let us know your predictions of WrestleMania 40.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know before it happens.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Don't pull one of those.
I knew it.
Yeah. Tell us before.
Yeah.
Any surprise people showing up?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, they're talking.
There'll definitely be some like random Philadelphia sports.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
In the crowd.
The Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm hmm. And I don't know. They're saying, like, well, Austin show
why
up.
Why would he show
up? Because just The Rock, just have that, like, WrestleMania moment.
But then it's like, they feud. What's the point?
Yeah,
he's not going to
really
stay.
Makes sense, but besides just Rock and Austin. And they're saying maybe Monday that MJF guy might show up on Raw from AEW. Yeah.
The one that talks?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
I mean, I would just like it for them.
Yeah, AEW.
Yeah, for him, WWE to steal him from AEW because he's like their top guy.
Right, that'd be pretty funny.
So
it'd be cool if he came and didn't tell AEW, just showed
him. Yeah,
like old times.
There you go. But all right, well, let us know, hit us up, and I guess enjoy WrestleMania weekend, as exhausting as it is.
Enjoy.
Yeah, it comes once a year. It's the Super Bowl of wrestling.
Yes.
And it's, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
As much we hate it, we love it.
Yeah, you're right.
We do. So, all right. Go Reigns. Head to the table. I hope Bloodline sweeps and just dominates.
Let's go. Awesome Truth.
All right. All right. Once again, thanks for listening. I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear for the third time. Because that's what we do WrestleMania weekend. We just recap everything.
Yeah.
Like they do.
The same thing over and over and over and over
in
and
the
over
pre-show
again.
And
until you're sick of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, hit us up. Let us know. And until next week, be good, be crazy, enjoy WrestleMania 40, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found.
remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes with Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.